Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Another week of top seven. Ooh. These queens are ready to send each other home. Who could be next?
This week, Rue asked the dolls to kudos for spilling the tea for the mini challenge where the majority wins.
And then splits them into teams to give corporate presentations for Drag Awareness Month.
It's comedy, it's stand-up, it's hosting, it's a writing challenge, and even some graphic designs, yes, for the PowerPoint.
It's clear that this is some of the girls' wheelhouse for sure, and other girls are just along for the ride.
Plus, it's flashback to the 1980s drag con on the runway.
Are you ready to make the world more aware of drag queens?
Oh, yes, we are.
Okay. Let's get into it, bitch.
All right.
M.
Oh.
M. Mom! Race chaser, woo-hoo. Race chaser, yeehaw. Race chaser, woo-hoo. Race chaser, yeehaw. Energy up, woo!
Fuck you.
Attitude check. Fuck you, bitch. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome back to Race Chaser. Courant, a podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, starting from the very beginning.
This is the beginning.
Oh, wow.
Dulcetones.
You've got the pipes, I'll hand you that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you that much.
Mm-hmm.
Your name's Willem. What is mine? I'm
Alaska. You're Alaska. Alaska Elizabeth Girl. Thunderfuck 5000 from the planet Glamtron.
Yes.
And this is a video episode of Race Chaser. So if you're listening to us, you're not seeing all this. I mean, honestly, it's an excess of beauty.
It really is a dearth. Is dearth the right word?
It's a not, glut. It's not the length, it's the dearth that'll get you. But right now, your outfit is an amalgamation of pizzazz, and jungle cat, and business lady, executive.
We work in the bowels of the fashion industry, Sue Ellen.
G-A-W.
I mean.
Now, I'm...
If you grab a couple of this fabric and a little of this fabric, and you mix and match patterns and textures, mm-hmm. you can really update a classic silhouette.
You're wrong. Or you're right. I mean, sorry. My look is if Captain Crunch had a brother, but he was a pirate, and then he had a girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Me. The lace front on this unit of yours mm-hmm. is, I mean, it must be a vanity. Or no, it's film lace, right?
No, Go Big or Go Home ventilated it.
Oh, yeah, hand ventilated.
Yeah. It's Peruvian,
mm.
wet and wavy. That we then straightened.
There's Japanese in it, too.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's Peruvian, and you then know. Russian is on the bottom.
When those Dominicans do your hair, they always put a little bit of keratin treatment in it, and this is just what I ended up with.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful, and if you're watching us, you're welcome. And full video episodes are available behind the paywall on Mom Plus Gold. The free YouTube channel still gets a taste, though. So don't worry.
Now, it only takes a taste. Now, your necklace is reminding everyone that you are white.
Oh.
Caucasian woman.
But I also have Simone's gold tooth on.
Oh, yes.
So.
And does your tit say fishy? Oh, freshy.
Why not both?
Both are acceptable.
Two things can be true. This necklace, is this a lab curated diamond, or are they are not conflict diamonds, one would hope.
Honey, I'm not conflicted about them.
No.
No conflict or no drama either.
And this hair, this must be new.
This is the pass around party hat from Forever Dog Studios.
Got it. Okay.
It lives in our green room. And I was like, this goes great with it. It's similar to the hair I was going to wear, but this is like, you know.
Just the way it falls and cascades so beautifully. It just makes any woman even more womanly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Try to describe her without using the word woman-esque.
Libidinous.
She's woman-esque. Woman-esque.
Speaking of women.
Why don't you tell us what happened last week on Drag Race?
Well, last week, Rue encouraged people to use their funky voices and their funky power to tell all the funky people in America to vote and stand up for their funky rights. The queens got to work with Leland and Freddie Scott, Jamal Sims,
You're
and were
just too funky for me.
Gotta get inside. They were critiqued by iconic drag queen and new host of Drag Race Down Under, Michelle Visage, after a powerful performance of Power, which will be featured on Work the World. The queens walked the runway in their true colors look. Plain Jane gave Nymphia her immunity potion to drink, and Saphira and Morphine were the top two queens of the week. Rather than sending anyone home, Rue had Morphine and Saphira lip sync for the win, and Saphira snatched up $5,000 and her second win. Go Philly, which brings us to season 16, episode 11, Corporate Queens. You're very corporate.
Honey, she's giving corporate, for sure. Saphira is celebrating because it's her second win, joining Plain Jane, Nymphia, and Q in the two-win club. Hmm. Morphine is mad, and she's like, it should have been me.
I really think a tie would have been nice for this instance because they both did a great lip sync and nobody went home.
It was a double win.
I think anybody in their right mind knows that, like, no, sorry. People may not know that Morphine won't win, but I know. My favorites never win. I just don't think that. I love her.
Are you saying based on the amount of things that she's won this time, this so far?
You mean the lack of things that she's won so far? Because I don't even think she's won a mini, has she?
Because how many episodes are left in this show, this cockamamie program?
I feel
program?
Like there's six girls after this episode.
How many more weeks of our life are we watching this show?
The finale is April 19th.
That's soon.
Yeah, and I'm supposed to be in Philly, so look out for me. 215-267.
Do you think Saphira will be in Philly?
One would hope. I would love to get some brotherly love from my city sister.
Plain Jane. Oh, wait. Oh, this is
Can
really fun.
Can you get that AB rock out of my shot, darling?
Oh, I'm sorry. You mean this?
Yes, I mean that. You know damn well.
So what? I can't rest my hand like this? I can't. So I gotta rest my hand like this. I gotta do the delta. Do the delta. Dun 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 dun. Only one hand at a time. Dun 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 dun. Okay. This is a fun exchange between. Why is it doing this today? I'm moving the fuck over, bitch. This is a fun exchange because Dawn is being honest. Can I be honest? Does she have t-shirts that say, can I be honest? Probably.
I hope she does.
She says, can I be honest? And then she says, your look is just a pretty dress, Plain Jane. And Plain Jane says, You! Mm-hmm. Is there a transcript of this?
So you want to do this right now?
Yeah,
so
I'll
let's
do it,
fucking
baby.
Do this.
I'll do it. Come
let's
on.
Fucking do this. This is a boring fucking dress. You're wearing rags from a fucking kid's bedroom.
No, baby, but
yes,
my,
you
but,
are.
No. Okay, no.
You look a fool. You look a fool. Doo-doo clown mess.
doo-doo clown mess.
Concept. You know, this is gorgeous. This is all concept and no gorgeousness. You're a creature from the Black Lagoon that needs to go back into the depth.
Plain Jane is...
all concept, no gorgeousness. You're a creature that needs to, from the Black Lagoon that needs to go back into the depths.
Yeah.
You...
I love it.
These are rags from a children's bedroom. Dawn does kind of look like a Victorian cum rag.
Oh my God.
But Plain Jane.
Do they have cum rags in Victorian era?
One would hope. I mean, I wasn't alive, so I don't know where they put it. Plain Jane looks clean and looks nice. Is it the best gown that's ever been on Drag Race? No.
No.
It's
but it is
plain.
Good. She does look
like good. Her name. I could have used a necklace, a ring, a good cuff, a dangle bop, a Kennedy Davenport dangle bop hanging off of the wrist. Like if there was a good
47 foxtails that you hand to the page.
Something. Because right now I'm like, okay, you're dressed and I see it. It's like nude illusion. But like.
No, it's pretty. I also agree with what she's saying. It's like if Dawn really surprised us and was like pure puss one week.
Yeah.
I think that this argument wouldn't hold any weight. But Dawn is always like, I'm a monster. I'm a woodland creature.
I get it, because I want to be gagged. And that's not just what my Snippies profile says.
I read that on your Craigslist. I
want to be gagged.
Yeah.
And Dawn is not gagging me. She looks great. Very like Brooklyn, fun, little monsters, Fred Savage.
Sure.
Plain looks nice too. Not gagging for it. Hair's small. Structured.
To quote Raja O'Hara, I'm not gagging. Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones, and, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite. And you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take downtime and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app. Hot doo-doo clown mess! Now, these girls, I have to hand it to them as a season overall. They're not afraid to confront one another. They're not afraid to trade barbs.
Mm-hmm.
They're not afraid to talk shit. They're not afraid to read each other right to their face in real time. I love it. It makes such a good season.
I agree.
None of this. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that I thought about reading you and being upset. I considered being upset yesterday and Untucked, and I'm really sorry about that. Thanks. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. But the girls continued the next day with their whole reading because Maya and Nymphia say, you're the next one to go. And then what's that, sister?
The quietest
fight. Just a quiet hush-a-bye-baby fight. And then RuPaul enters the workroom, and the mini challenge is going to be Spill the Tea, which is sponsored by Cash App, and the queens got to answer questions about each
other.
Thank
you for spilling. Kudos to you, Mama, for spilling. Kudos to you for the saying that, for spilling, Mama. Kudos to you, Mama, for spilling.
What was the second part of that? It was kudos to you, Mama. Thanks for spilling. Was that it?
It's kudos to you, Mama, for spilling. As it is written, so it shall be.
I feel like that needs to be the first prompt when a Trevor Project operator picks up the line.
What if you put that in ChatGPT? What would it respond with?
Here,
kudos
do you need
to
a,
you, Mama.
Do you need a towel so you can sop it up? It may go to Drag Race.
Soak it wars, up.
You know. These girls have to answer a question that it's not necessarily what they think. It's what they think everyone else will think, mm-hmm. so they could be in the majority. And they get $100.
If you're in the majority.
Yeah. They get $100 per correct answer. So the first question is, who is the most passive aggressive?
Nymphia. Who wouldn't know what passive aggressive means?
Morphine. Love Dion. Which girl would be blocked online? Planier Janier.
Sapphira is the flirtiest.
Hi, Sapphira.
Dawn is the gassiest.
Morphine is the most likely to blame the edit.
Okay.
Who will spend the cash most wisely?
Mm-hmm.
Sapphira. And who will blow the money on latex breastplates?
They threw that one in there just so everyone could have $100.
I think so, because everybody knew it was plain because she's relying on them titties.
Although Plain Jane said Sapphira. She didn't say herself.
Sapphira needs a new one. That's why she should blow the money on it, though, because those that Play-Doh yo-yo gummy breast.
Tiny.
You know the one. Who would give the biggest tip at a gig?
Sapphira.
Plain Jane is the most delusional. I wonder if we could play this and agree.
Who's the most delusional? Oh, really? No one wins. Well, Dipper has to vote too. Then we can win.
No, I would like to abstain from this game.
Okay.
Who's the one most likely to waste their money on breastplates?
Well,
but yeah. Me. Who is the most likely to blame the edit? Her. That one, the blonde girl. Also, gassiest.
Gassiest, for sure.
Flirtiest.
For sure.
And who would give the biggest tip at a gig?
You.
Me, yeah, I waste my money.
Yeah.
And I even do it to girls that I hate. And I always give the biggest tip to the ugly girl just to fuck with her mind. And give false hopes and confidences. Because then she goes in the back. She's like, oh, my God, Willem gave me a 50. And the other girls will be like, why? So it fucks with everybody's head, you know?
The winner is Sapphira, who wins a $2,500 cash prize in addition to the $900 she won in the spilling the tea. Thanks for spilling, sis.
Girl, Miss Sapphira's going to open up a Roth IRA when she's done with this.
She's getting a lot of ducats on this show.
She's getting the good money. Yeah. She's going to have to trade in her ones before she leaves. Now, in honor of Drag Awareness Month this week, Rue introduces the next Maxi Challenge.
Is it Drag Awareness? Is that a real thing or is that just a joke?
Yeah, we get Monday off.
I would love to have a Monday off.
What's today?
Mondays are a drag, honey. They are not off. Mondays are a drag.
Yeah, Rue's script said, this week, it's Drag Awareness Month.
This week. I see what you did there.
Yeah. Oh, wait, and RuPaul accidentally said, you each win $100,000. Oops. On the one.
Whoopsie daisy.
And they were like, what? RuPaul's like, I don't know the difference between $100 and $100,000. I don't even know what that means.
I have a cement slab in the sky in Benedict Canyon. These girls are given the opportunity to host drag awareness seminars as the Maxi Challenge. Now, Ru splits the girls into teams, basically how they're standing, and gives them topics.
How old do you think Safira Cristal is?
I bet she's 33 or 34.
I love how she's like the grandmother of the entire season, and she's like not that old.
I'd like her to grandly smother me.
Whew. T.S. Smother?
Mm-hmm. T.S. Smothers. Bad World of Wonder. You'd like her to
Theron smother you?
We can leave him out of it. Yeah.
Friend of the pod. Hi, Theron.
Hey, Theron. I miss you so much.
35, I think, is
Sapphire Cristal is 35.
Yeah, I believe.
Matches my load count. Maya and Dawn are given Drag in the Workplace. Plain Jane and Q are given Do You Know Your Drag History? And Safira, Nymphia, and Morphine are...
Are you a drag queen? You might be surprised. Ooh. Now, this has the opportunity to be really fun, I think.
Yeah. Do you think they teamed up these girls to have conflict?
Yeah. Are they opposites?
Well, it's Dawn and Maya, correct? I feel like they're more both.
They're the most opposite for sure.
Well, both aren't really loud. Like, Dawn hasn't given me...
You've been really quiet this season. You're the quiet one, right? How do you think that's going to work out for you?
Yeah.
Could you imagine getting told that every week?
I've never been told anything similar to that. But
Safira, Nymphia, and Morphine, though, that's a strong team.
That's the dream team right there for me, yeah. I think. Q and Plain Jane, that is a... I feel like it's a smart team.
Confusion, unemployment, nerve, and telekinesis.
Mm-hmm. Cunt. I just got that.
They didn't change nerve, though.
Well, that takes nerve.
They could have changed it to necrosis.
Well, that does happen with drag.
Yeah.
It starts with the earlobes with keloids. That's why mine are covered. I had a transplant.
Really?
Well, I have a plant, and I'm trans. Plants at home. Guess what kind it is? A succulent.
I'm a Chuck E. Cheese robot, and I'm powering down.
What team would you like to be on if you had to pick a team to moonlight?
I would, honestly, I'd want to be on... the Plain Jane and Q team, because I think they're funny.
Yeah.
You have to just have a funny angle going into something like this. It's not supposed to be serious. The topics are preposterous. So it's meant to be like absurdism.
Yeah. I think that I would want to be on Nymphia, Safira, and Morphine's team.
Okay.
Because
you want to find out Morphine's doctor.
I just think that they all have such strong looks.
Yeah.
And they need white girl just to bring in some mediocrity.
Freak.
Freak. Wow.
They have the body beautiful. They have the voice.
Mm-hmm.
And freak.
Freak.
They need freak.
They do need freak. I would like
They've got banana.
I would like to freak it up a little bit.
I'm going to be a freak out through the day until the dawn.
Now, speaking of dawn, Dawn feels comfortable about this challenge because she was an engineering student and she's comfortable with public speaking. Now, she's never used her degree, and Maya also admits she's never given a formal presentation, but...
We had a challenge like this in college, and it was, we had to like, we were paired into like, it was a group of four. And we had to give a presentation to the class about, like, a cause. And we won with straight 100% because our presentation was so good. It was about, like, drilling for oil in the Alaskan like nature preserve. Mm. And so we called our group NOIL, which stands for No Oil in Alaska. Which is preposterous. No. But it was funny and memorable.
I love it.
And we won. It wasn't a contest, but we won.
What was your major?
Theater arts.
Okay. And she's writing musicals. She's using it. Nymphia is very stressed out by this challenge, and Morphine was confused as to what a seminar is.
What about a seminal vesicle?
Vesicle?
Yeah.
Is that like a Jessica?
Seminal vesicle is like the thing that transports the semen or the sperm into the semen, I think. The tubes.
Oh. Well, mine's very busy.
Man, honey, it's like the 101 on a Friday.
Everybody's doing their lip.
On the 101, because you're just sitting there.
Listen, baby, I had a driver today. Oh. Safira feels stuck
She said home, James, that he hit the gas.
There was a strange perfume. Oh, wait, that's my burger finger.
The marks of men whose fortunes she had won. There were notches in her, you know, it's sort of like the notches on your jock strap.
I cannot believe it. I went back and I saw them laughing and kissing till they saw that gun in my hand. Mirage, we're thinking of you and we miss you, honey.
We're very sorry.
We miss you. We hope you're scooching somewhere safe.
The podcast has been discontinued by the network. We're so sorry. All we do is quote Dark Lady.
Do you think that Nymphia is being faux stressed and she knows she's going to be fine?
You never know. But with her.
You really don't. She's a crafty girl.
It's like, are you stressed? Like, they're all just like, they tune it out at this point because she's always like, I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to do this.
That sounds like you on your season a little bit sometimes.
I was like that on my season.
Weren't you?
I don't remember.
Oh. Or maybe it just, the acting is so real that I felt like it was there.
It's kind of pheromone, a drop of pheromone.
Very.
No, yeah, I definitely have
a drop of bone.
That whiny thing when I'm overwhelmed.
Plain Jane and Q are very confident. Yeah, that's what I meant, but I don't, you know.
Totally.
And you love wine. They think they're going to knock this out of the park, Plain Jane and Q. They have high hopes from the beginning.
They'll steal a couple jokes from Katya, and they'll be on their way.
Why not?
Did you know that that Clips joke was...
Girl, that Clips joke has been done by a lot of people. I saw that before it was on Drag Race. The slide joke?
Donde?
The slide joke? I forget who did it. It was on a sitcom, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it was like kids presenting, okay. Like a... It was like maybe it was like a Clarissa Explains It All, like that type of, or a American Dreams.
I didn't know the joke before I saw this, and I thought it was very funny.
Me too.
And a great way to start the presentation.
A wonderful way to start it off with the visual, just boom, look, boom, we're funny. Laughter. Love it. Joel Kim Booster and...
Jokes.
JKB.
A laugh riot.
JKB and Michelle Visage give advice to the queens.
Yes.
Joel tells Plain he loves her being so confident and embracing her own sense of delusion as a key part of drag. JKB, that is some good knowledge because every drag queen needs a skosh of Delulu.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It certainly helps. Joel says, Dawn, don't get into straight man territory.
Which means you don't just want to be the setup person for the girl to knock it out of the giggle park. Which, you know... Okay. I think giving Maya the punchlines is smarter because you can't rely on her for a setup or to remember something based on how she was reading her cards.
Yeah.
It's just not in the cards, even though it is in the cards.
A queen and a three.
It was so strange to me. she mumbled, so I didn't...
She mumbled some words that were really strange, yeah. Honestly.
Honestly.
She said, kudos, mama, thanks for spilling.
Michelle asked Maya about hosting on the mic, which Maya gives a sort of...
Oh.
She says, oh, I host.
And then they imply, then they cut to Morphine saying, I've never heard her on a microphone, implying that she's lying.
Yeah.
She was implying that she was lying.
Implying lying. I think that she might be right because they ask her for a joke and she says, you know, people walk by and I say, come in, you can't catch the gay.
That's a drag queen classic. And I bet it would get laughter in the room.
If you had passerby or people that were not gay, but everybody is gay. I think that's a straight people joke. Straight people be like, oh.
Straight audience. Yeah.
Oh.
But it would get laughs. They perform at the palace down on the boulevard. There are people passing by all day and night, tourists, people who've never seen a drag show. There's girls jumping off of buses. It's like girls pouring water in their hair and spinning it around.
Alicia Lee DeWishes. Hey, girl.
Yes. So that joke, actually, I stand by that joke for Maya. Well, I bet it works.
If you give me a chair, I'll sit by it. Michelle asks, who's the funniest to Saphira, Morphine, and Nymphia? And Saphira waits a beat and then says, probably me. Not mad.
I would say that's correct.
Nymphia is kind of weary about Saphira because she's worried about her stealing the spotlight.
Okay. And Michelle reveals that there will be a live studio audience.
Ooh.
It's time for mirror chats. It's the next day.
Mm-hmm. Nymphia and Maya are nervous. Dawn is concerned that Maya might end up in the bottom together and is afraid to lip sync against Maya.
Well, anyone would be. Could you imagine? She's the queen of fucking flips.
Yeah, we had an adversary a lot like Maya, Milan. Milan just was killing it anytime she lip synced, and I was worried that I'd have to lip sync against her because our acting challenge, they made it look like we had a big fight. So I was like, oh, she's my enemy on the show.
Is the floor comfortable?
Yeah, but that did not happen because it was hard to put me in the bottom. Kewen is opening up to Plain Jane about how she's been HIV positive for the last couple of years, and her runway look is in honor of all the lives lost in the 80s to HIV and AIDS.
Yes, she tested positive when she was 24 years old. It was a very touching story that she's telling Plain Jane, and Plain Jane responds with, Mama, kudos for saying that, for spilling. Mm-hmm.
I really like kudos.
You know, I like Almond Joy.
Yeah, sometimes you feel like a nut.
I think a lot of times you feel like a nut. Let's take a quick break and then we'll get into Mother on the main stage.
Mother.
Mother most.
Mother most.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
We are back, and it's time for the main stage. RuPaul is wearing my favorite material, plastic tablecloths from the 99 Cents Only store. This is the best way to do it. Mother looks amazing. She looks hot. She looks gorgeous. Love the shoe, love the hair, love the whole thing.
It's giving seafoam Oakley material.
Sure.
To me. The silhouette is what's the word? You know those tables that they make drag queens wear to serve desserts at parties?
They do that?
Yeah, they do. Drag queens, it's on wheels like a ball gown, and then they get in, and then they're like, I'm a dessert table.
They do that?
It's very Alice in Wonderland, yeah.
That seems like a horrible idea. So then you just have somebody attached to your fucking dessert table?
Yeah, and it moves. It can go around to other tables.
I don't love that.
Okay, well, I don't love this dress. I think the bodice looks puffy, and the shearing, the ruching, and the gathering makes it look bulky instead of streamlined.
Look at how tiny her waist looks.
The bodice at the top is puffy and not streamlined, and the gathering is slapdash.
Gather her.
The shoe is good, but I'm just not like this. You know, it's clean. I don't think this would be Rue's first choice if she saw all the dresses from the season.
I like it, and I'd wear it, and I have worn it. Okay. I have worn it. Warned it.
It's not warranted.
Warrant the band. Mm-hmm. Michelle Visage, Ross Matthews, Joelkim Boster are there, are present. And it's time for these drag seminars, okay?
Mm-hmm. Plain Jane and Q start off with, do you know your drag herstory? And they start these pun jokes.
With funny.
Historic clips. And they show hair clips, which is a joke that Katya did on her tour with Trixie, I guess. And the slide thing is something that I've seen on other shows, but way to steal from the best and to make people laugh. Nobody said you have to be original. You just have to make people laugh.
And also, it is like, it's not a far stretch to get to that joke. So
no, it's not. I mean, it's not like they're taking Lisa Lampanelli's exact jokes and using them to win a mini challenge.
Did you do that?
No, Sharon Needles did.
Oh.
And I was really mad because I was like, she's just used 3 Lampanelli jokes.
Lampanelli must have been on the hotel TV.
I don't know.
The night before.
I don't know. I never turned my TV on.
You're more of a CD.
CD Cindy.
Seed.
Go Seed Cindy.
These girls look great.
Mm-hmm.
They were very funny.
I wanted them to make out at the end. They had a little kissy-kissy at
kissy
the top.
Christmas, yeah.
But, like, I wanted them to fucking dyke out.
Doctor.
If they,
thank you, doctor.
If they dyked out, they would have won.
Oh.
You think?
I don't.
I do.
No, I think it was written in the stars that they were going to not be given the win in order to be set off to create drama.
That quite possibly could be just what the doctor ordered.
Doctor.
Dawn and Maya are given the task of talking about drag in the workplace. Maya is struggling with her lines and continually looking at her cards.
Did Maya take off her shoes?
She did take off her shoes.
Por qué?
Which is weird, because in a workplace, you usually wear shoes, unless you're a pick crew member.
I kind of live for Maya being the no-shoe girl. I live for this. Bea Arthur never wore shoes on set unless they had to and they were just about to film.
The late entrance, the rushing on, dropping the cards. I just thought it was kerfluffle, which was distracting, and there was no payoff. It was not funny. It was not real. And it did not make an impact.
They are going to different seminars on different planets. I mean, Dawn is wearing the Queen Amidala collection.
The hair is wrong.
She's wearing one of these sculpted UK versus the world wigs.
Yeah, very.
That you can't flip through the television screen without seeing them.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, Dawn's look is... Some girls can do separates, and some girls should just be separate.
What do you think of the studio audience?
I think the studio audience is a plant. They're planted people.
Was Chanel Perillo there? She was always in the studio audience.
Always.
Hector, Chanel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then there's the threesome, Nymphia, Morfina, and Sapphira.
Yeah. Nymphia does a strong accent, which some people found offensive. And the people on the show were like, I don't know if we can laugh at it.
Yeah.
You know, because we're in that area where every joke needs to be, needs to make sure you offend zero people on the planet.
It's giving Manila interviewing Kristen Cavallari tease.
Yeah. I mean, it's not the first time an Asian person has leaned into an accent, but Nymphia also does have an accent. She's just putting it on heavier.
Yeah.
Like, the easiest way to be funny, if you have a scotch of ethnicity, is just lean into it. Selena S. Titties.
Yeah.
Manila. Lady Cum Dump.
Yeah.
Lady Cum Dungeon. Lady Camden. You know, it's just what happens. I mean, when RuPaul goes funnier, she leans into her a little bit of Atlanta.
Sure.
So I'm not offended by Nymphia, and I feel okay laughing about it.
Nymphia's explanation when they asked her about it was, I like all the different sounds that human beings are capable of making. And I'm like, absolutely.
What a great blanket.
It's not really for us to say whether it is offensive or not. I thought her presentation was funny not because of the accent. I thought it was funny because of the material and the content.
I think the delivery of it and the timing and the accent all played into why it was funny. If you extracted one of those things, who knows? But the frantic, frenetic pace of her delivery and her like weird substitute teacher vice principal drag really worked, I thought. And she was talking to the audience and communicating with them, really making eye contact. She wasn't heavily into her cards. Her connectivity with the audience is noticed.
I like her look the most out of everyone in this whole thing. It's like, why are we wearing sequins and feathers and like, it's a seminar. It's supposed to be like dishwater boring, kind of dreadful fashion even, which Nymphia really delivers.
She also takes advantage of her space and uses a lot of the stage, a lot more than the other girls who just kind of plant.
Morphine says, drag queen flopping.
Morphine puts on glasses, so ergo business.
But she's wearing like a dressing robe.
She's wearing a lilac Liza.
Deborah Vance.
Very hacks.
Hacks.
Yes.
Outfit.
And an updo. This is not seminar hair. And then at one point, she literally gets a little frog in her throat and says, drag queen flopping. And
RuPaul goes.
Yeah.
How dare you stumble over one word? I don't remember Safira's presentation, really. What did she say? Was it funny?
I don't remember.
You had everyone do a toast without a glass.
Oh, yeah.
Her opening line was very funny. It was
the dynamite, you know, the West Virginia, Manchester, London, Heathrow.
That was funny.
It was amusing.
Runway category. I love this category. Flashback DragCon 1980. This could have gone so fierce and been so... 1980 is a disgusting year in fashion. The 70s are still there, but the 80s are creeping in.
Yeah.
It is a disgusting moment in time that is perfection. And I don't think anyone really nailed it.
I think,
is that harsh?
I think that they should have leaned into the...
Am I the drama?
The drag con aspect.
Wait, yeah. The drag con aspect.
Like, they should have flat shoes, a bunch of merch bags, bad fluorescent lighting over them. They're just trying to put in drag con so they can get their advertising.
Do you think this is a case of the prompt being totally different than what was actually happening? They probably said, just do a totally 80s look. And then they change it to DragCon 80.
I'm not sure. DragCon 80. Use code. I do think that 80s is always a good reference. I think that... everybody should come by DragCon this year and see my EPA-sponsored booth.
EPA?
Yeah. We're going to talk about the drilling.
Oh, boy. Okay. Let's get
I'll be giving
runway.
Girl. Wow.
Let's get into this fucking runway, bitch.
Okay.
Plané Jaune. It's giving climax. It's giving expose, you know.
This is not an 80s silhouette for me. 80s didn't do pointed shoulders. They did big shoulders. She's giving 80s attitude, and it's almost an 80s, but why is the pant almost a pedal pusher when she's in a pump? Should be a pump pusher. I do like the fabric. I think it's a unique thing, but, like, it's not...
It's well made.
It's not gagging me at all.
Yeah.
And the hair is the same fucking updo that she has in every color, just structured brick block hair.
Updo.
Yeah.
No, it's up don't. I'm bored. Show me something different. Show me something else plain.
For the 80s, you can really get into processed, feathered, you know.
Nagel, flayed out, sprayed.
Sure, or like, a little short, you know.
This doesn't give me 80s. This gives me Monster High doll mother.
Okay.
You know?
Call her Monster High Mother.
Honestly.
Guess who's back in the house? Guess who's fracking the house? Okay, Q. This is exquisite. I mean, top to toe, kudos, mama. Thanks for spilling.
I do love the 80s detail of the dotted legging and the glove.
Oh, heaven.
That's just great. The AIDS awareness ribbon is great. The red accessories. I think the lip could have been a little redder. I like the silhouette, very 80s.
Love this. How inventive, how beautifully executed, gorgeously made. I love the hair. I love it. Top to toe, top marks for Q. Dawn,
I love. She looks like a Love is a Battlefield backup dancer.
A face bikini. Could you imagine a drag queen
Who
showing up wearing
that?
A face bikini?
So
I
dumb.
Mean, I just... she looks cool.
She can't walk right.
Is it 1980? She can't walk right?
No. Did you see that sway back? It's like
she's doing it on purpose. It's an affectation. It's a attitude walk.
Well, it looks very forced. I think
she looks cool.
Whereas casual and cool, and she is her walk doesn't.
I feel like it is 1980 to me. It has like punk influence.
The outfit, yeah, I love it.
Yeah,
the outfit I'm here for. It's giving me a little bit of. Welcome Home, Roxy Carmichael. No, wait. What's that movie? The Legend of Billie Jean. She had that blue zip-up moment. I think it's cute.
Come back to the five and dime, Jimmy Dean, Jimmy Dean.
When you look at this, is the first thing it gives you is 80s?
No.
Does it give you drag con?
I wouldn't wear this at drag con because it has heels on.
I think it's
but
a good.
I'm a lazy bastard.
I think it's a good drag con look because you have a lot of your face covered, so you're controlling access.
Right. Next,
Maya has Google, and she Googled
drag con 1980.
Mm-hmm.
Is that really what she said? I thought I misheard.
I don't know. I feel like I've seen the memes go around. I am perplexed and. Befuddled by this hair.
I love this hair. And I love Patti LaBelle. So, like, if she was doing a Patti LaBelle illusion on purpose, I'm very into that. I love this hair. I want this hair. Send me the hair. Send me the hair artist. Tag yourself. DM me.
I would love if she cinched a little bit and gave herself a little more shape. I am not a fan of... unaccessorized looks, and I don't see, like, where's her sparkle at? I don't really see it. The hair was kind of, in this case, the hair could be smaller.
What?
It's just, I thought this hair was reveal hair, that she was going to have something under it, because it's just so obtuse and weirdly disconnected to the rest of the look.
Yeah.
for me anyway, like, what does this hair have to do with that outfit? It doesn't look like it's going to the same event at all.
Is it 1980? I think it could have been more 1980.
It looks like when you get your roller done, your set done, and then they first do the back combing, and then they don't smooth it out after into something. It's just a weird shape, and that roll giant bang on her.
I love it.
It just shadows her face and closes her off.
I love that hair so much. Next up is Sapphira Cristal.
Yes, this is perfection. A good white pump. Hair is doing what it needs to.
This is a Julia Roberts. Does she do something like this?
Julia's polo dress has white trimming and buttons, but it's not totally. It's giving me Bette Midler Big Business shape.
Sure. It's so 80s. I mean, down to the silhouette where it goes down tight to here and then flares out. The buttons, the white pumps, the polka dot pantyhose, the hair. She nailed the 80s thing.
I don't like the necklace. I don't think she needs the necklace. I would have liked that opened up. It's not like she has her titty bib on to cover.
Sometimes girls have to put on a drag necklace, okay? Leave us alone.
I get it. I'm wearing my good My Best Judy Simone, too.
There you go.
Love her. Morphine Love Dion comes to the stage next in a pussy pastel powder pink. It looks like a gem look, or at least gem adjacent, like Jerrica, with ass cutouts trimmed in rhinestone details.
If the hair would have been that big pink gem hair, I think it would have been better. And a shoulder pad. I mean, just shove something in there, honestly, to really take it to 80s town.
A belt or something, because this is not doing her any favors with just this plain waistband. The hair,
a belt would be very 80s.
If she turned that hair upside down and just brushed out the curls in the back and made it big, it just looks disconnected in the back. It's like short curl layer, long curl layer, and then she got her ass out. It's just not, it's not ready for the runway yet. It's a cute outfit, but the styling definitely needs work.
And remember, that's not her hair. Her wig broke.
How do you break a wig?
That's what she said. She said her wig broke. Wig.
I dare you, bitch.
I wouldn't. Yeah. I'm just saying it's breakable.
She said that's Q's hair.
Well, that may be Q's hair, but that's definitely not the answer.
Nymphaia. She's not wearing banana. Nope. So everyone out there who's saying, we're so sick of the banana.
Which is stupid. She's done other looks in yellow like 4 or 5 times on the runway.
Yeah.
So people just want something to complain about. It's like they host a podcast.
I love this. It's a great reference without doing the exact reference.
Miss Grace Jones.
Yes.
It's from Grace Jones's 80s movie, Vamp.
Vamp. V-A-M-P. Vamp.
And this is a Keith Haring print also.
Yes.
It's exquisite and really well done. I have no notes.
Fashion.
So cool. I mean, yes.
It's fashion.
Yes.
It's fashion.
Do you think
it's fashion?
Do you think her Keith Haring look is better than Q's Keith Haring look?
It's fashion. It's fashion. Better. How are you going to compare them?
Well,
they're totally different. They're just both using Keith Haring looks. I mean, I think I like Q's better because of the story, because it's a tribute to, because some people, when they think of the 80s, they don't think of shoulder pads and big hair. They think of all their fucking friends who, you know, didn't make it through the 80s. Mm-hmm. So for that reason, I think Q's, including Keith Haring. So I think Q just really knocked it out of the park. Why don't we take a quick break and we'll be right back. Although you performed in groups, you'll be judged as individuals.
Mm-hmm. First up, Plain Jane. Michelle loves her look. JKB says that her setup, her whole presentation was the most joke dense, the most rich in joke and humor nutrients, one could say.
Sure.
Q is told that they loved her slides. And her transitions were wonderful, which were her idea. so she gets credit. Her timing was spot on. And the judges love her silhouette and the colors of her look. And then Q reveals that her family doesn't know her HIV status.
Yeah.
So now they do. Which honestly, coming out about your status is, it's best to do on a reality show, I think. Like, if something sucks, at least use it to your advantage, you know?
Sure.
What did you think of Dawn's judgments?
Rue says this is a replica of Zig Zig Sputnik. Michelle doesn't think it's 80s. Ross does think it's 80s. Sparks on the judging panel.
The judges thought her performance was confusing and messy.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
My
Trey told
you
me
know,
that about my makeup once.
They said what we said.
They said what we said. Yeah, everybody knows. They're keeping that girl around to dance. Rue wishes she would have done her.
Tonight I'm gonna dance for you.
Rue wishes she would have done the presentation like her mom and her cousin were in the living room.
All right.
Okay, what is, okay, sure. I mean, I guess that, is that advice for everyone?
I don't know. I'm really not sure.
I think it means like relax and don't be so married to the cards and be more like I'm talking to you and connecting with you.
In my head, it's Rue going, do that thing you did during Snatch Game. Give us that round the way girl accent and just be a stereotype.
Oh.
That's what it's given me.
Okay.
Well, the winner is Sapphira Cristal, who wins $5,000 in cash. And Q is pissed.
She is simmering. Definitely
she's
simmering.
She's pissed. Even when they get to the final credits and they're like, a little bit of love, she's like.
She throws her little sash. She really wanted this win.
And honestly, I thought her and Plain's seminar was better. No shade.
I don't think we saw all of everybody's performances. So I'm not going to.
They edit this show?
Uh-huh. A little bit. Just here and there. Just to take
this
out the air.
This is news to me.
Just to
take out the air.
I think that Plain and Q could have won, but it's nice to be in the safe. Along with Nymphia and Dawn, which leaves the bottom two, Maya and Morphine.
Now, you want to talk about editing this lip sync song, wonderful song, Dim All the Lights by Donna Summer, but the beginning is a very slow version, and then it picks up. They cut out so much
when
of this song. They cut out like 5 minutes of this song in the beginning just so they could get to the Let It Pick You Up.
Yeah.
Great lip sync.
I thought it was a hatchet job. Which, you know, can be said about some of these girls' work. I thought it was cut up and it did a disservice to the song and the performance to have it so disjointed the way it was. This is Maya's fourth lip sync. Many girls don't survive past that unless you're a Silky Ganache or...
It's hard to go beyond that. There was some unsportswomanlike conduct going on. The throwing of the green reveal while she was in a backbend, that could have been dangerous.
It was definitely unsportsmanlike, and she saw her there. She did not need to do that.
She did it on purpose. She laid it on her like a tablecloth. It wasn't like an accidental, like, oops. She said,
Bitch, I was in PV and this stripper on stage whipped his pants off and I turned around to look at the other table. The pants ended up on my wig and me. I was gagged. I was like...
So you gave him $100?
No, I gave him no money. He was not the one.
Okay.
Yeah. There was another named Victor who was very much the one.
Don't be a Victor. But I don't like it because I don't like when unsafe stuff happens on stage. If it can get like into an injury, she was in like a literal extended like back bend, mm-hmm. and then you throw something onto her that's probably heavy, that's obscuring her vision, could throw her off balance. But she recovers wonderfully from it. She grabs it instantly and does a. I don't even know how she did it.
I don't get throwing your crunchy boob at the girl. Like, other than a retaliation move, but, like, I think it would have been just better to, like, it didn't go with the song.
It was getting a little Venus Delight.
Yeah, it just...
little Venus Delight.
And then Maya takes her glove off and throws it at the girl. But she had to take her gloves off anyway so she could do her flippity dips.
I'm shocked RuPaul didn't say, that made me uncomfortable. That was hard to watch. Do you remember the Venus Delight lip sync?
She said that?
Yes, because they were, like, pushing each other and, like, throwing their shit at each other.
Venus and Shangela?
Yeah.
I remember Shangela just handling, like, a lady.
No, they were throwing shit at each other.
I remember the wig whip.
And, like,
and Delta just standing there resolute. And all the other girls going,
Delta was like...
Delta said, I'm Kwanzaa.
The song is great, and the lip sync ended up being really great. I mean, Morphine did some really cool stuff. She did that extended slow split. Mm-hmm. And she was also very funny. She was like you could be my man. She's pointing to it. Funny.
Yeah, for me, Maya didn't give me any surprises. She gave me mad.
I was surprised that she kept her shoes and wig on.
I was surprised she kept the wig on, too, because I definitely thought there was another wig under that, because why would anyone choose to wear that wig unless it was to hide a better wig?
They are really throwing us off this season, because the one time she keeps her wig and shoes on, she goes home. So what are the rules? Everything is topsy-turvy. It's the upside down.
It's like there are no rules.
Plucked.
Rule of Lenska.
You have broken the rules.
Rules that are in place... to protect the fairness or the sanctity of this competition?
Plucked.
And safety, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Maya is eliminated, unfortunately.
RuPaul wants to talk about safety in a competition. She needs to tell her producers to wear condoms when they raw dog the contestants. Oh, hi, Steven. Hey, Steven Korf. How you doing? Congrats on your promotion at World of Wonder.
What happened in Untucked? I fell asleep. Did anything good happen? The problem here is that Q thought she was going to win. Yes. Now, what really would have made Untucked pop off is if she knew she wasn't going to win.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying.
I do know what you're saying, and I agree.
So that's why the beginning of the next episode is going to be...
spicy.
Doo-doo clown mess.
All concept, no glamour. I liked Q's look. I thought that she was very confident in her look and her presentation, and everybody seemed to, from what I saw, it seemed like everybody seemed to agree that Q and Plain were funny from the get and strong.
Yeah.
So I was a little surprised that they didn't do it too, other than the fact that they probably know that Q is not going to be their winner for the season based on watching her in performance challenges, because she's not a performer. And every girl that
performer.
You don't have to be, but every girl that has won the show is a solid performer, I think, in my mind. Like, they know what to do on a stage and they can hold it on their own. Q has to travel with 7 suitcases because her outfits do most of the talking.
Oh. Okay. Well, I guess we'll see how it turns out.
Yeah.
Morphine left ass makeup on the couch.
Which is very...
Can I see that?
It's very sure. Gigi Gorgeous.
Is that her move?
Correct. No, I'm just saying that some girls have a little shimmer.
Well, I mean, body makeup is the thing nowadays.
Scott Barnes, body bling.
The girls wear it all over the place. Legs, ass, arms, shoulders, head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
So on their body.
Yeah. Body beautiful.
Uh-huh. Q gets a heartfelt message from her husband, Dylan.
Wait, she left ass makeup on this salmon colored right couch.
Yeah.
Bronziana, honey.
Mm-hmm. Now, Joakim Booster announces that he is single in Untucked.
Well, he's not single, but he's in an open relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, fellas. She's taken. That's from League of Their Own.
We share one brain. Thank you so much for joining us for Race Chaser.
Are you excited for Bathroom Hunties next week?
Bathroom Hunties? What the absolute fuck?
Girl, what is that supposed to be?
It's bathroom like a design hunties. Show, but they do bathrooms. I think it's funny. I don't love toilet humor. I adore toilet humor. No, I don't. Like, I think that a little bit goes a very long way. And so for them to be like, oh, Michelle and Carson are like sitting on toilets. Like, that seems to be like, that's like a little. If I'm going to do toilet humor, I will just like cover myself in like fudge and like fake shit. Like, I will go all the way. I don't like poo, 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 poo kind of jokes.
Yeah.
All the way.
I like to go whole hog too.
Whole fucking hog.
Yeah.
Like, how about a trough? How about that?
Yeah. How about two?
Let's do our own bathroom hunties next week.
Two trough. Mm-hmm. I agree. We should do it.
You're flagging yellow already, so.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Alaska.
I'm Willem.
And we'd love for you to review our podcast on your podcast app.
Thank you.
And don't forget to subscribe. Leave us a rating there, too.
Yeah. And if you've heard the good news about the premium options at Mom, you probably would have joined. But if you haven't yet, you can sign up for Mom Plus and Mom Plus Gold at mompodcast.plus.
If you do that, you get access to all of the Mom shows ad-free, many of them a day early. Plus, on Mom Plus Gold, you get exclusive bonus episodes and content, plus access to the full video episodes of this podcast, Race Chaser. So you'll be seeing us still right now doing this. I want to walk like Dawn.
Thank you so much for coming. Here's your book. Thank you. We have your contact info. Thanks. You can follow the dolls on Instagram.
Diabolical ghosties.
You can follow the dolls on Instagram and Twitter at Willem, at the only Alaska 5000, and our Race Chaser account is at Race Chaser Pod, and our Mom Podcast Instagram and TikTok is Mom Podcasts.
And email us anytime at racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
Oh yeah, do that too. We want to hear if you got a question, a kerfluffle, a theory, a spreadsheet.
Ethereal theories.
Yes. Scuttlebutt. Or whatever you want to show us, show us.
Thank you so much. And we'll be back next week with more discussion, dissection, and dissemination. Bathroom hunties.
Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for an entertainment and informational purposes only.
RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, audio, and video clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respected trademark and or copyright holders. M.
Oh.
M. Mom!
To listen to Race Chaser ad-free, sign up for Mom Plus at mompodcast.plus.
Race Chaser is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom.
Hosted by Alaska and Willem.
And produced by Big Dipper.
Editing and sound design by Will Pitts.
Executive produced by Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfog, Big Dipper, and Joe Cilio, Brett Boehm, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfog 5000.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.